Oh man, praise God. We are here today for a number of reasons, primarily to worship God, but also to have a dedication service for little Lydia Hubbard. Where's that little thing? Hey girl!
Woo!
Hallelujah. Yes. And also, just happens to be Joe and Shiloh's second anniversary. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Happy anniversary, Joe and Shiloh. I tell you what, man, it was an honor and a privilege and a thrill to be out there with you guys getting married and stuff. What an amazing day that was, August 8th of 2008. Wow. Wow. Father, I just ask that you would bless this time, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit be in our midst and bring us your joy, your conviction, your insight and wisdom, your tangible presence, Lord, and just bless this time as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we get into the dedication, however, I want to go back and just review a little bit from last week when our friend Chris Peeler was here, who is now in full-time evangelism, going out training churches on how to share the gospel, the good news of salvation. I want to take just a little bit of one or two of the highlights of what he spoke about last week and just re-review them, because a couple of them are really going to apply to what we talk about today. So let me just go back. Chris preached a passage in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29, and it reads thusly. Jesus speaking, verse 26, and he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Now, in this passage, what Chris was saying, and basically this is true, the seed is the word of God. It's the gospel message that man can be saved by repentance and placing their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's God's covenant offer to all of mankind. If you repent of sin and place your faith in Christ for salvation, you will be saved. That's the word of God. That's the gospel. That is the seed that's being scattered. Okay? And as we do that, as we tell people what Christ has done for them, how he died for their sins, and how he conquered death by rising from the dead 3 days later, and as we invite them to repent and place their faith in Christ, we've pretty much done all we can do, according to this passage. After that, basically, it's up to God to work in their heart to bring about that salvation. We have scattered the seed of the gospel. We might have scattered it on thorny ground or hard ground, stony ground or good ground, but basically we've scattered the seed. We cannot save anyone, can we? We cannot make them repent. We cannot make them have faith. I mean, you can get them down, put them in a submission hold and threaten to, you know, break their joint or something unless they pray the prayer. That's not salvation. It is something that God works inside of a person whereby they, from the depths of their being, repent of their sin and place their faith in Christ. All we do is sow the seed. It's up to God to bring it to life. Just like the passage in 1 Corinthians 3. Now, let me just review real quick before we go there. The man sowed the seed and then he did what? He slept. That's about as inactive as you can get, short of death. Except for my wife, before she was on medication, she used to toss and turn, and I mean, I could never get to sleep because she was all over the place. But basically, you sow the seed, you sleep. You're not out in the field cultivating it. You're not doing all this stuff. But she's mellowed out a lot now. Now I'm the one that tosses and turns. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul said, I'm talking about evangelizing, he said, "I planted, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? God gave the increase. So then, he says, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but who? God, who gives the increase. We scatter the seed. God gives the increase. It is all about God. This church is not about me. Your ministry is not about you. We are simply here to serve the living God. It is all about Him. We come here to worship God and to lift up the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's His kingdom. It's His power. It is His glory. He is the one that raises people from spiritual death to spiritual life by His amazing, resurrecting, transforming, sovereign power. And we are actually going to see that. We're going to see Him do that in the life of a particular woman in Acts chapter 16 today. And this woman happens to be named, can anybody guess? Lydia! Son of a gun! Who'd have thunk? Man! We're going to do a little study from the Bible on this woman named Lydia. Praise God. We're going to Acts chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. You're welcome to turn in your Bibles if you have them. You can read along with us. We're going to put it up on the screen there. Luke is writing. He's telling about Luke, the same guy who wrote the Gospel of Luke. He's traveling with Paul and Silas and I believe Timothy. And he's writing an account of what they experienced. And this is what he says starting in verse 11. Therefore, sailing from Troas, they got in a boat. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace. The next day came to Neapolis. And from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. So where did they wind up in? Philippi. Okay. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Just by way of information, Philippi was primarily a Gentile city. They didn't have a synagogue there. You needed a certain number of men to start a synagogue. They didn't have it. So these Jewish ladies met down by the river on the Sabbath to worship God and to pray. And he ran into them down there, and he says they sat down and they spoke to the women who met there. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And so she persuaded us. So here's this woman, Lydia, and the Lord has prepared her heart to receive the gospel. He has so worked in her heart to receive that seed of life that her heart is now fertile soil for the Word of God. It's good ground. It's good soil. When the seed of the Word came in, it found a place where it was received deeply. And it took root, and it bore up, came up and bore fruit in Lydia's life. When she received that seed of the Word of God, the Lord quickened it in her soul. In other words, these guys sowed, and God gave the what? The increase. God gave the increase, and Lydia was genuinely born again. Now, last week, Chris Peeler was saying this thing that he's concerned about, that we all should be concerned about, is the fact that there are so many false converts in the churches. That people profess, "Well, yeah, I'm a Christian. I know this, that, and the other thing." They might have heard the gospel. Maybe they were led or coerced, you know, with their arm behind their back, pressured somehow or whatever, to pray some prayer, and then they were told they were saved. But there was never never any genuine repentance on their part. There was never any genuine faith in Christ as the one who brings them salvation. It was mere presumption.